KRWG News on Morning Edition. I'm Fred Martino. Thanks for being with us. KRWG Public Media participated in a live webcast Thursday, marking the 75th anniversary of the Smokey Bear Wildfire Prevention Campaign. The webcast featured a wide variety of professionals, including Eric Solomon from the U.S. Forest Service. Solomon discussed the work of fire prevention technicians. Yes, he noted they are out in the forest teaching people how to build and extinguish campfires, but they do a lot more as well.
Another way that our prevention technicians spread that message is when they're not in the forest, they'll be out, they'll be doing public education events, visiting schools, teaching children how to be safe and responsible as well. And also, we also do hazardous fuels reductions, and we'll work with communities on how to make their communities more fire resilient.
The webcast also included questions from across the country. Fire prevention technician John Artley answered this question: how long does it take to be trained to become a wildland firefighter? The basic training classes take just a few days to get a red card certification, and this also includes a field portion outside. There is also a physical requirement called the pack test, which includes a 3-mile hike carrying 45 pounds, and this must be completed in under 45 minutes. To commentary now, and some are concerned that Democrats running for president are veering too far to the political left. Some thoughts from commentator Algernon DeMassa.
I would like to suggest that complaints about political correctness or purity or woke culture are all mind-numbing cliches. With a bit of effort, we could be more precise. Is whatever we're talking about or whoever we're talking about being pedantic? Maybe they're being unreasonably partisan, impractical, or hypocritical. Those distinctions allow us to have a conversation, at least. But conversation may not be the point. Keep in mind that the function of these cliches is more often to close down reflection and discussion, and that serves existing power relationships well. The previous president, Barack Obama, drew bipartisan applause along with some jeers last week for remarks he made at the close of his foundation summit for young leaders in Chicago. He said, "This idea of purity and you're never compromised and you're always politically woke and all that stuff, you should get over that quickly," he said, and he continued, "The world is messy. There are ambiguities. People who do really good stuff have flaws," unquote. On the surface, he was criticizing social media commentary, but this goes deeper. Embracing the cliche of the circular firing squad, Obama has been issuing warnings to Democrats lately about, quote, shooting at your allies because one of them is straying from purity on the issues, unquote. And this has become a familiar argument as the party's left flank has grown stronger and more popular. The valid point Obama makes is that legislators need to cut some deals to pass laws sometimes. More deeply, the ability to discuss values in depth with those who weigh issues differently, the ability to encounter ambiguity thoughtfully, is helpful not only for lawmakers, but for citizens and community leaders too. I wonder, however, whether we really have a purity problem so much as a desire to diffuse challenges to existing power relations and party dominance. Don't be so rigid, the mentor says. Relax your expectations. Don't be woke. But one person's rigidity is another person's spine. Certainly, individuals can be unreasonable or dogmatic. It is also true that the discourse of our political establishment emphasizes expediency over moral clarity, seeking accommodations for power rather than challenging it. The mythology of the virtuous center serves to preserve power relationships, allowing space for criticism, yet discouraging action that might shake up the arrangements. Instability, after all, is hazardous. The world is messy, just like Obama said. The effects of climate distortion, meanwhile, are accumulating and accelerating. Political institutions and alliances among nations are cracking, and the viability of our species depends on unprecedented transformations of energy production and consumption, along with our institutions of power and economics. However much of a long shot that is, any decent attempt at it requires moral conviction and a call to action. With the weekly Desert Sage Commentary, I'm Algernon Damassa.
Algernon Damassa's columns appear in the Las Cruces Sun News. You can also read him in the local viewpoint section at krwg.org. Damassa's opinions are his own and do not necessarily represent the views of KRWG or NMSU. Submit your local viewpoints columns to us by email. The address is feedback@nmsu.edu.